Because the children are here with us for the whole service, I'm using the Children's International Version of the Bible. But if you wish to follow the reading using one of the Pew Bibles, you can find it on page 1052, Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus used this story to teach his followers that they should always pray and never lose hope. Once, there was a judge in a town. He didn't care about God. He also did not care what people thought about him. In that same town, there was a widow who kept coming to this judge. She said, "There is a man who is not being fair to me. Give me my rights." But the judge didn't want to help the widow. After a long time, he thought to himself, "I don't care about God, and I don't care about what people think. But this widow is bothering me. I will see that she gets her rights, or she will bother me until I am worn out." The Lord said, "Listen to what the bad judge said. God's people cry to him night and day. God will always give them what is right, and he will not be slow to answer them. I tell you, God will help his people quickly. But when the Son of Man comes again, will he find those on earth who believe in him?" This is the end of the reading.
Good morning. I wonder if you've ever found it hard to pray. Sometimes prayer is amazing. We feel close to God. We hear his promptings, we see immediate answers to prayer, but sometimes prayer is hard. I wonder when prayer has been hard, when you feel like you're not getting an answer, or when God seems far away, if you've ever been tempted to give up. Either give up praying in general, or give up praying for that thing that you've been praying for, and you're like, "I'm still not getting any answer." We've been focusing on prayer this term, and in church and in the prayer course as well on Thursday evenings, which has been great. And I think through that we've seen that all of us sometimes find it hard to pray. It's not always easy. We thought about some of the things that can help us. Things like realizing that we can just hang out with God and be in his presence. We don't always have to be asking him for things when we pray. Things like talking to God throughout the day about things that are going on in our everyday lives, including God as a part of our lives, just knowing that he's there. Things like listening to God, because prayer is a conversation. It's not just a one-way thing. We don't just talk at God, but we listen to God as well. And things like making a regular time in our schedule so we get into the habit of spending time with God. Today, we're looking at a parable which Jesus told when he was teaching his disciples lessons about the coming of God's kingdom and about prayer. Jesus loved telling stories. Often, Jesus didn't explain what the stories were going to be about. He just told them, and you had to listen and think, and gradually it would speak to people, this is what Jesus is trying to say. But this parable, this story, is one of only three in Luke's gospel where we hear the explanation of what this story is for before we even hear the story. And the reason that Jesus is telling the disciples this story is that they should keep on praying and not give up, not lose hope. So Liz read that to us from the Bible, and now we're going to see the story in a slightly different way, which is going to help us to think about a little bit more about what Jesus was talking about. So we have our team who are going to come up and act out the parable for us. Thank you, guys.
Once there was a judge who was the meanest, cruelest judge in the entire country.
For daring to sneeze in public during daylight hours, I sentence you to 20 years in prison.
But I have hay fever.
That's no excuse. Take him away, guards.
In the same town, there lived a poor widow who came to the judge to beg for justice in a case against her.
Please help me, Your Honor.
Get away from me, woman! Guards! Guards!
Justice! I want justice!
The widow was determined to fight for her rights, so wherever the judge went in town, the widow would appear.
Justice! I want justice!
Justice? What? Go away, woman, and leave me alone, or I'll have you arrested.
You must help me.
Police! Police! Help! Yes, good. That's the end of her.
But the widow did not give up so easily.
Oh, yes, I see. Excellent, excellent. Bake Off is on later. My favorite program, I can't wait, yes. Who can that be?
Justice!
I haven't opened the door yet. I've got my hand on the handle, wait for it. Okay.
I want justice!
What? Justice? Oh no, not you again. Just go away and leave me alone!
You are the only one who can help me. I have no one else in the world.
Yes, well, that comes to no surprise to me. Now go away, madam.
The widow still did not go away. The next morning, she came to see the judge again.
Justice! Whoa. I want justice!
What are you doing in my house? Get out and give me some peace.
I'll give you peace if you give me justice.
Okay, whatever. I can't cope with this hassle anymore. I will hear your case and give you justice. Now leave me alone.
Thank you, Your Honor. See you in court.
Yes, if you must. Well done.
Thank you, guys. That was great to help us understand a little bit more what was going on in that parable. So how does a story about a mean judge and who doesn't care about justice and a widow who wouldn't stop until she got justice teach us about prayer? At first glance, it might look like the story is suggesting that we nag and hassle God until he gives us what we want. But that is not what the story is telling us. God is nothing like this judge. What Jesus is telling us is that if the unjust judge who doesn't care about God and doesn't care about people and or care about justice, just to save face and to stop himself from being hassled anymore, will give justice to the widow, then how much more will our kind and good and loving God listen to us and give justice to his children? The story reminds us of a few things which can help us when we reach that point where we're ready to give up on praying. When we're disappointed or weary or feeling like God doesn't help hear our prayers. Sometimes, do we feel like giving up because we've got a wrong view of God and what God is like? The grumpy old judge in the story doesn't care about God or people. This is so much the opposite of what God is like. He loves people and he loves justice. He loves that right things be done, which are good for everyone. He loves that people care about and look after each other, that evil is stopped and dealt with. Secondly, sometimes we feel like giving up maybe because we feel like our prayers don't make any difference. In Jesus' day, widows, women whose husbands had died, had no power. They often had no means of support, no income, especially if they had no sons to care for them. They didn't inherit their husband's estate. It went to another male member of the family. If a widow stayed with her husband's family, she was often little more than a servant in the household. If she went back to her own family, then her own family had to pay back the bride price to her husband's family. Many widows were actually sold as slaves because they needed to pay off their husband's debts when he died. This widow was a nobody in the eyes of society and in the eyes of the judge. But despite all this, she was brave enough and desperate enough to keep on calling out for justice. And the judge answered her. But we are not a nobody, not to God. Jesus is saying that if the judge who didn't care eventually had to answer this lady who was a nobody in her society, how much more will God answer his people who he loves so much? In verse 7, Jesus says that God's people cry out to him night and day, and he will always give them what is right. We are not a nobody. We're God's people, or as some of the other versions say, God's children, God's chosen ones. We're not trying to persuade a stranger about what we need. We're sharing our hearts and our thoughts, our own needs and the needs of this broken world with our loving Heavenly Father. He's invited us to share in the work of bringing his kingdom through prayer. He does hear us. He will answer us. Even when his answer looks different than we imagined that it would. Even when the answer is, wait, it's not time yet. Even when the answer is, no, that isn't the best thing for you because there's a bigger picture. Even when the answer is, let's do this instead. And thirdly, sometimes do we feel like giving up because we want the answer right now? Jesus says that God will answer his people and not be slow in answering them. God will answer, and he answers at the right time. He answers not slowly. It's just often that it feels slow to us. As Peter would write to another group of Christians, do not ignore this fact that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think, but he's patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. Remember too that sometimes when we feel like nothing is happening when we pray, actually God is at work and things are shifting, but in ways that we can't even see at that moment. There are lots of times in life when we need to keep going, to persevere, when we feel like giving up. I was thinking about one of these. Who knows how to do one of these, I wonder? Oh, a few of you do. This is a Rubik's Cube. And if you know how to do a Rubik's Cube, then you can get it all to be red on one side, blue on one side, green on one side. So it's all the same color on each side. It's pretty tricky though, isn't it? Who doesn't know how to do a Rubik's Cube? Most of us don't know how to do a Rubik's Cube, and it is very tricky. I've tried, and I think when I was younger, I learned how to do it, but it probably took me about 2 hours. So this was not speedy. Some people though, they're really good at doing Rubik's Cubes. I think we've got somebody here who is really good at doing Rubik's Cubes. Eli, where are you? Are you here? Come, Eli. Right, Eli, why don't you have a try? Deep concentration, it takes... Whoa! Wow, Eli, that was pretty quick. Could you do it that quickly when you first started doing the Rubik's Cube?
No.
Did it take a long time when you first started?
So
yeah. Yeah, when you first started, you were telling me.
Yeah, it was quite hard and took a very long time to complete.
Okay, so you had to practice and practice. How long do you think you had to practice for before you could do it that quickly?
About 2 or 3 months. But yeah, and without the set of instructions that I wrote down, it was closer to a year maybe.
Wow, Eli wrote himself a set of instructions. He took this seriously, he had to work at this, he had to practice, he wrote down the instructions, he taught himself how to do it. Did you ever feel like giving up? Do you think people would feel like giving up if they were trying to do something like this?
Yeah, it required a lot of concentration and a lot of, trying to remember what to do next. And so yeah, it definitely felt like giving up a couple of times.
Okay, so thank you, Eli. But now Eli can do this. Really, a lot of things in life that are worthwhile take some persevering, some persistence, some keeping going, don't they? When I was studying and training for ordination, there were lots of times when I felt like giving up. Another essay. No, I can't do it. But I had to remind myself, I know that God has called me to do this. And I know that if He has called me, He will equip me and help me. I trust Him and know that He knows what He's doing, even if I think he might have got it wrong. Like, surely you should be calling somebody else and not me. In our prayer, let's not lose heart. Let's keep going. Here's a clip from the prayer course which we've been watching on Thursday evening. Some of you will have already seen this, but it's okay because it's definitely worth watching another time. So, and it's about keeping going in prayer and an encouragement about an answer to prayer, which took a long time. Thanks.
Don't just pray once or twice. Keep stacking dominoes. That's what these dominoes are here for. Sometimes, you know, Jesus told stories to say that we must always pray and not give up. And maybe you could paraphrase it. He was saying, like praying the same prayer you've prayed again, like another domino just goes up. And then one day, you pray that prayer you've prayed a million times before, the whole lot comes down. And it's not because you just suddenly got the right technique, it's because you didn't give up praying one prayer too soon. So should we try this?
Let's do it.
Here we go. So sometimes it's like that. You just keep stacking dominoes, you keep praying the same prayers, and eventually you get the breakthrough you've been looking for. There's a lovely story about Queen Bertha of Kent way back in the 6th century here in England.
She was a Christian, but her husband wasn't. He was a pagan king, often the way that the wife gets saved first. And being a nice kind of a husband, he decided to build a chapel, a prayer room for his wife, so she could go off and do her church stuff. And she went to this prayer room every single day. And what she did in there was she prayed for her husband to come to know Jesus, for Ethelbert to get saved. It took 17 years praying in that chapel.
Wow.
Until God dramatically answered her prayers, because in 597 AD, a bunch of monks from Rome came to England and they preached the gospel. And not only did Ethelbert finally get saved through their mission, but out of that part of England, a massive mission was launched throughout the country and thousands turned to Christ.
Wow.
And the reason that Canterbury Cathedral was built by one of those monks on Ethelbert's land is because that is where his wife had been praying all those years. The heart of Anglicanism around the world to this day goes back to a wife who prayed for her husband. She kept stacking dominoes. See, Bertha, I suppose, thought she was just praying for her husband, but in fact, she was praying for a nation and for generations to come. It took 17 years of praying, but we are still feeling the consequences 1,400 years later. So sometimes we're stacking dominoes for years, and sometimes it's just months or weeks or days.
So in our prayers, let's keep stacking dominoes and not give up praying. We pray, and we'll see what God will do with that in the end. Let's remember this, our loving Heavenly Father is the one we're praying to. We're not nobodies, we're God's children, dearly loved, and He is faithful to hear us. He invites us to partner with Him in seeing His kingdom come to this earth, and our prayers make a difference. Let's remember that even when we don't see our prayers answered immediately in the way we expected, God is still at work in ways sometimes which we can't see or feel. Let's keep praying, like the widow, determined, not giving up, not losing hope. At the end of the parable, Jesus asks, when the Son of Man comes, when Jesus comes back again, will he find faith or faithfulness on the earth? Jesus didn't ask if he will find results. He asks if he will find faith or us being faithful. Will he find us being faithful as we keep praying and seeking and knocking, seeing his kingdom come around us in lots of little ways? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the ways you've been teaching us to pray, and we continue to ask, Lord, that you would teach us to pray. Teach us to not lose hope, to not lose heart, but to keep going and to remember who you are and who we are in you. Amen.